गोविंद नमादि पुरुषं तमांगजा। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन, ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर अष्टोत्तर सदस्यमान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। स्वामी तो भक्तविंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असंभव। ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असंभव। ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असंभव। थैंक यू वेरी मच।
Translation: the personality of religious principles, Dharma, was wandering about in the form of a bull, and he met the personality of earth in the form of a cow, who appeared to grieve like a mother who had lost her child. She had tears in her eyes, and the beauty of her body was lost. Thus Dharma questioned the earth as follows.
धर्मपदैकेन चरण पदा एकेन पदैकेन दिस कलियुग रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल ऑफ ह्यूमन सोसाइटी इज सपोज टू बी ओनली वन फोर्थ द There are four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapar, Kali. In the Satya Yuga, people were very religious, Paramahansa. All of them were Paramahansa. So, enlightened, elevated in religious principles. And they used to live for 100,000 of years as the religious principles are reducing, so many other things are reducing, of which the duration of life, bodily strength, mercifulness, memory, in this way we are becoming almost on the level of animals. One-fourth religious principle means practically nobody is following, but still there is a section they follow. Just like Vaishnavas, Krishna conscious people, they are all over the world, at least at the present moment. And India, there are many, millions. And other countries, it is now spreading. So, dharma padaikena charan. The bull is the symbol of religious principle. And cow is the mother. There are seven kinds of mother. Adu, Mata, Guru, Patni, Brahmani, Rajapatnika, Dhenu, Dhatri, Tatha, Prithi, Sapta, Iti, Matarismita. Real mother. Adho Mata and Guru Patni, the wife of Guru. This means that even Grihastha, he can become Guru. There is no such restriction, only sannyasi will become Guru, provided he knows the science. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has confirmed it. কিবা বিপ্র কিবা শূদ্র নেশি কেনে নয়, যেই কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্ববেত্তা সেই গুরু হয়। ইট ডাজন্ট ম্যাটার হোয়াট হি ইজ, কিবা বিপ্র হি মে বি ব্রাহ্মণ, মানে বর্ন ইন এ ব্রাহ্মণ ফ্যামিলি, জেনারেলি এ ব্রাহ্মণ বর্ন ইন এ ব্রাহ্মণ ফ্যামিলি হি বিকামস গুরু। ব্রাহ্মণ ইজ সাপোজ টু বি দি গুরু অফ আদার কাস্ট, নট সাপোজ, দ্যাট ইজ দি ফ্যাকচুয়ালি। উইদাউট বিকামিং ব্রাহ্মণ নোবডি ক্যান বিকাম গুরু, জাস্ট লাইক উইদাউট পাসিং দি বি এক্সামিনেশন নোবডি ক্যান এন্টার ইন টু দি ল কলেজ। সিমিলারলি দ্যার ইজ রেস্ট্রিকশন, উইদাউট বিকামিং এ ব্রাহ্মণ, কোয়ালিফাইড ব্রাহ্মণ, সত্য সমতম তিতিক্ষা, নোবডি ইজ অ্যালাউড, নট এ রাস্কেল, নো নলেজ, এন্ড হি বিকামস গুরু অ্যান্ড ইনকার্নেশন অফ গড, বিকজ পিপুল ডু নট নো হোয়াট ইজ ধর্ম, দে ওয়ান্ট টু বি চিটেড, সো দেয়ার আর সো মেনি চিটার্স, and they want to be satisfied. No book is required now. You remain as fool as you are, and still you become God. This is it. So this is, therefore it is called dharma padaikena. The actually religious principle is lost in this age. And without becoming religious, there is no human society. This is animal society. That is the distinction between animal and man. The cats and dogs, they have no church, they have no temple, they have no mosque. They are naked, loitering in the street, having sex intercourse on the street. There is no restriction. Live like anything, do like anything, there is animal life. Animal. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. If religious principles are not accepted, there is lacking in the human society. Narakayava kalpate, it becomes a narak, hell. So religious principle required. And by religious principle, one can become perfect in spiritual consciousness. Religious principle means to understand what is God. That is religious principle. And human life is meant for that purpose, to know God, knowledge, Veda. Veda means knowledge. So Veda is to serve by aham eva vidyam. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, knowledge, advancement of knowledge means ultimately to know God, that is knowledge. To become a first-class carpenter, that is not knowledge. That first-class carpenter will find among the animals also. They can, birds in I do not know whether that bird is here in your country. We have got in India one class of bird, they are called babui. They manufacture their nest in such a nice way, carpentering. You will be surprised. Is that Sarup Damodar in your country also? Yes. You see, they do not learn from school, college, what is carpentry, but they can do it. So this advancement of knowledge, these factories and other things, they are all Shudra's business, that is not Brahman's business, Shudra. Therefore, in this age, in the Kali Yuga, it is said, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. The whole population is Shudra. There is no Brahman, there is no Chatri, no Vaishya. Shudras are doing this. Just like a Shudra, low class, fourth class, he is officially acting as priest. And he's sanctioning homosex. Yes, I give you my blessing. Be married man to man. Yes. A Shudra who has no knowledge. And he's saying animal has no soul. That means Shudra. He has no perfect knowledge, anything. Why animal has no soul? Here it is said that vivasam ivamataram sasrubadana. The cow mother was crying, tears falling down. And why? The vivasya, her calf was taken away or dead. I have seen it personally. In New Vrindavan, we purchased one cow and she was crying. Do you remember that? Because her calf was taken away and was already killed. And we purchased that cow. In our New Vrindavan, we give protection to the cows. So I have seen it. She was crying. So why do you say that she has no soul? How foolish they are. What is the symptom of having a soul? How do you deny that the animal has no soul? How much foolishness it is. What is the symptom of soul? The symptom of soul is consciousness. This body, your body, my body. So long the soul is there, you will feel pain and pleasure, consciousness. If I pinch your body, if you are living, then you will feel pain. But when the soul is gone, if I chop off your body, you will not protest. That is the difference. So, when the animal also feels same way, just like her calf is taken away, she is crying. So how can you say that there is no soul in the world? How much foolish it is, you see. And the Kali Yuga has become so cruel that even a cow is crying for the lost child and human being purposefully killing child. Purposefully, knowing to avoid botheration. Just see. Where is dharma? Everything is gone. Everything is gone. Every man is being prepared, being educated as Shudra, non-religious, mlecha, yavan, like that. So there is no improvement. No spiritual improvement. Tanahang disata kuran kibami adasanda juni. Without religion, everyone will degrade. Degrade means now in this life as human being you may have some facilities, but just after death, adhogacchanti tamasa, jaganna gunavrittistha adhogacchanti tamasa. Without religion principle, everyone will be abominable. And therefore, adhogacchanti tamasa, they are in ignorance. See, ignorance is bliss now. It is folly to be wise where ignorance is bliss. If we talk nonsense, then many people will accept. But if we are preaching Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, they do not take very much care. This is primitive. Only the old fools, they will take part in it. So ignorance is bliss at the present moment. To remain in darkness, that is advancement of knowledge. And to be enlightened that you are not this body, you are spirit soul, you are within this body, and on account of accepting this material body, you are in trouble. The death is there, that is not the death of the soul, but of the body. This is advancement of knowledge. Asangayam purusa tathadehantara prapti dhirastatva namiyati. This knowledge is already there in the Vedas. Anyone can take advantage, but they think that to remain fool, that is advantage. That is advantage. Ignorance is bliss. It is folly to be wise. So, dharmapadaikena charan. At the present moment, the society, human society, not cats and dogs society, human society, they have lost 75% of their religious life. 75. That 1% has to be seen in some poor society like us. Otherwise it is finished. Dharmopadaikena padaikena charan vichayam upalambha gam. So the cows at this present age are very, very sorry always. They know where cows are maintained, raised. They understand that after a few days I will be sent into the slaughterhouse, I will be killed. She knows. Therefore, they do not supply sufficient milk, because if one is very sorry mood, so he cannot eat nicely, he cannot sleep nicely, he cannot walk nicely. But during Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, the cows were so happy that in the grazing ground, from the milk bag, milk was dropping, and the greasy ground became muddy with milk. This is not story, this is a fact. I have received one letter from Kirtanananda Swami from New Vrindavan that our cows are increasing giving milk. And one cow, she is first pregnant, now they are expecting 80 pounds of milk per day. Naturally. And they are not afraid of. Kirtanananda Maharaj has given each cow a name. That was system, even Krishna's time. Krishna's, all the cows, they are given name. And when Krishna will call by name, they will come in. So we have got very intimate relationship with cow. Cow is mother. And why not mother? You are drinking milk and killing. How much ungrateful. And they want to live in peace, you see. Committing daily so much sin all over the world, not only the Western world, in India also. In India, they are killing 10,000 cows daily. And what to speak of in the Western country. This loss of religious principles is going on vigorously without any restriction And still, they are thinking of good president, good rule, good government. It is dream, it will not be possible. The nature's punishment. Buddhaṁ gacchanti sattvasthvā madhye tiṣṭhanti rājasā jaghanna guna vrittiṣṭho adho gacchanti tāṁ. This is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Jaghanna, abominable character. You are going down, 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 down. Because tathā dehāntara prāpti. Dehāntaram, it is said that after giving up this body, you will accept another body. Now, there are 8,400,000 species of life, bodies, forms. So Krishna says, tathā dehāntara prāpti. You will have to accept another body, but does not say what kind of body. There are so many types of body. Because there is no guarantee. That will depend on your work. Karmanāda yunetrena. As you work in this life is preparation for the next life. So for the human civilization, they should try for going, just like they are trying to go to the moon planet by machine. That is not possible. But you can go to the moon planet provided you qualify yourself in this life, next life will be promoted. That is possible. Urdhaṁ gacchanti, it is said. Sattvasthvā, if you remain in the modes of goodness, then you will be promoted to the higher planetary system, urdhaṁ. Higher planetary system means long duration of life, better standard of living condition, very beautiful, and God conscious, so many facilities. Even in the, there is one planet, one lot, there are groups of planets. That good planet is called Siddhaloka. Siddhaloka means, in this planet, what you learn by yogic practice, there, anyone who is born, he has got all the yogic power within his influence. That is called Siddhaloka. Yogic Siddhi. There are eight kinds of siddhis. Perfection, anima, logima, prapti, siddhi, ijita, bhoshita, prakamma, like that. Anima means, I have several times this, anima means you can become smaller than the smallest. And mahima means you can become larger than the largest. These are siddhis, not yogi simply pressing the nose. No. That is preliminary, yoga siddhi. So, in the siddha loka, those who are born, they are higher human beings. They have got anima siddhi, logima siddhi. Logima siddhi means to become lighter than the feather. That is called logima siddhi. Just like a feather floats in the air. Similarly, you can, by logima siddhi, you can float in the air. So in that Siddhaloka, people are so advanced that they can float in the air and they go from one planet to another. There, Siddhaloka. So there are many facilities. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is confirmed, not only in one place, urdhaṁ gacchanti sattvasthvā, urdhaṁ means higher planetary system. Another place Krishna says, jānti deva vṛtā devān, pitrīn jānti pitrī vṛtāha, bhūte jā jānti bhūtāni, mad jā jinopi jānti mā. You can go anywhere you like. Our propensity is there. That at night we see so many stars, so many planets, or at daytime we see the sun. Sometimes we think how we can go there. That is natural. That is natural. But you can go there. Because you are feeling that how can I go there, you have got the capacity, provided you become perfect like that. There is process. Not by force that you can go this planet. No, that is not possible. Buddhaṁ gacchanti sattvastha. If you are in the modes of goodness, automatically you will be promoted. You will be promoted. Jānti deva pratādevān. If you treat like deva, deva means godly character, then you can go to any planets where the demigods live. Yeah, these are all planets, what you see, millions, millions of stars. They are all planets and they are living entities, just like in this planet. That is also confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanya koti. Not only this one universe, but there are millions of universes. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanya koti. Kotishu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. In kotishu, there are millions of universes, and each universe, kotishu, jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanya koti, kotishu asesa. Asesa. In each universe, there are unlimited number of planets. Take this knowledge. Those are scientists. Everything is there. That is called Veda. All knowledge perfect. You are making research. What research you can make? Do you know how many stars? You cannot count them. But they are not fictitious. They are fact. You are daily seeing. But you cannot go there. That is called conditioned soul. Imagine man here. That is called condition. What is the advancement of science? You cannot go to other planet. You cannot live forever. You cannot stop death. You cannot stop disease. You cannot stop old age. Then what is the advancement? Simply talking nonsense. Just make a solution of this problem. I want to go to moon planet, but I am being stopped, I am being checked. So many so-called scientists are trying, but useless. Useless. They're simply talking, I've gone, I've seen a great fracture in the moon planet. And they're making research, how the fracture, they're spending after so many millions and trillions of dollars, they are now researching how the fracture came in, or they brought some dust, that's all. And these foolish rascals are being highly paid, and they're bluffing, and then accepting, and they're self-confident. Now you're advancing in science, that's all. Even if you go moon planet, what is that? There are millions and trillions of planets. Can you go there? They calculate that to go to the topmost planet, which we call Brahmaloka, it will lack take 40,000 of light years to go. Do they not say, Sarugdhamada, for going to the topmost planet? How many years they take? And no, there some paper says that it will take 40,000 of years, leap years. And now it is called light year. Now say, who is going to leave for 40,000? Before going to that planet, he will be 40,000 times finished. And still they are advanced. Still they are proud of advancement knowledge. They say, then in their own word, the 40,000 of years it will take, and they want to expect to go there, although the fact is, before going there, he will be 40,000 times killed. So this ignorance, therefore ignorance is bliss here. No knowledge. This is not knowledge. This is knowledge, Bhagavad Gita. Jati deva brata deva. If you become godly, good character, that good character is Krishna consciousness. The Krishna conscious man does not even like to go to the moon planet, sun planet. Their ideal is Parda. What is that? Goloka Vrindavan. That is confirmed. Is it possible to go to Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna's planet? Yes, Krishna says, Madhyajina Jantima. If you become my devotee, you come to me. Many places. Krishna says, Tatta Deham Punarjanma Naiti, Mameti, Kauntya. If you become fully Krishna conscious, many places, Bhagavad Gita. Jangjanga bhavam smaran loki tajattanti kaliyuram. Many places. It is confirmed that if you understand Krishna, then at the time of death, you will think of Krishna naturally. If you are trying to understand Kirtaniya Sadahari, Sada means 24 hours. If you are in Krishna consciousness, naturally, at the time of death, you will think of Krishna. So that is confirmed. Jangjanga bhapi smarana bhavam tajattante kalevaram. Then another place, takta dehang punarjanma naiti. Such person, Krishna conscious person, who has understood Krishna, such person, after giving up this body, takta deham, deham means his body, punarjanma naiti, he is not going to take birth again in this material world. Then what happens? Mameti, he comes to me. Immediately your soul is transferred to the spiritual world. The spiritual world, even in the material world, you cannot go to the topmost planet. And spiritual world means you have to go through the covering of this material universe. Then you come to the spiritual sky. And the spiritual sky, this topmost planet, is called Goloka Vrindavan. That is Krishna's planet. So, what this university can educate? We have got this knowledge from the Vedas. Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattvastha madhye tisthanti rājasa. So, don't commit a sinful life. Don't become irreligious. That is not for your interest. That is for Maya's interest. Your interest is to become religious. Your interest. That is dharma padaikena. Why you want 24%? Practically at the present, nobody is religious. Nil. But by calculation in book theory, that in this age, 25% or 1/4. So at least execute that facility. At the present moment, nobody can also. Therefore, Shastra is very lenient to the people of this age. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that kalau dosa nidhi rajan asti ji ko mahan guna. That Sukadeva Goswami was describing about the symptoms of this Kali Yuga, how downfallen will be the people. Dosa, full of dosa, false. Not only full, but dosa nidhi, a ocean of faults. So kalau dosa nidhi rajan asti ji ko mahan guna. My dear king, I've described about the ocean of faults of this age, but there is one great boon in this age. Kalau dosa nidhi rajan asti Eka Mahanaguna. That is special facility for the men of this age. Eka Mahan. What is that? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parangvaji. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, he can be liberated and he can be transferred to the spiritual world. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. This Krishna, Hare Krishna, especially men. One can say, now I can chant this name, that name. God has got many names. No, God has got many names, that's all right. But when Kirtan is required, that is Krishna. That name. Not other name. You cannot say, why Krishna? Although Krishna says you can chant any name. But specifically say, Krishna. Harinama, 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 Iva Kevala. Harinama, Harin means Krishna. Krishna's name. The Kirtana of the Krishna sa Mukta Sangha Param Braje. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, then you become liberated from the contamination of so many faults of this age. Practically, you can see these Krishna consciousness society. The boys and girls and sitting here and bring any number of boys and girls from outside and compare with them. Compare with them. If you are actually honest, then study. These boys, these girls, are not comparable outside this Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Nama.